As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me what's ailing me, doctor? You said,
and welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking, reading Frank's note, we're going to be talking about what the measles and COVID-19 virus are in the news, and why is it upsetting scientific community, these two vaccines. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about blood vessels and some other stuff. But before we get to all that and our quack report, we do have a quack report today, Frank. Aren't you glad? We didn't have one the other night because there wasn't anything I wanted in the quacker, so we didn't have one. He was all upset. I hope nobody out there was upset about that. I mean, yeah, we kind of like the quacker, but, you know, sometimes there's just nothing worthy of the quack report. All right, so the first up, the devotional, got to give God all the credit all the day, all the time, is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's right. God chooses who to give his knowledge to. Light and knowledge, you know, darkness and light can't coexist, Frank. And that's what we got going on in America right now. This battle between light and darkness. So we got to keep praying, stay close to the Lord, mind the time, but grow short, because Jesus Christ is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so this is the Ontario report. It's news there. In Canada, they have this very province that they've had this COVID, news briefing, and they had two doctors there. They are the most populous doctors in Canada. This was Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. David Williams, and a female doctor, but I didn't catch her name. But they're at this conference, and they're about to, you know, have the reporters come in, and they have their mics on. Their mics are hot, Frank. And they're chatting before you. They didn't even think anybody would know what they were saying. So let's go ahead and play the clip, see if people can pick up on this. This is two doctors talking about COVID-19. This is a press release.
I don't know why I bring all these papers. I never look at them.
Well, when you're giving numbers, I do. I go, oh. Sorry, did you really do that?
I just say whatever they write down for me.
That's why you're guessing.
I don't know why I bring all these papers. I never look at them.
Oh, when you're giving numbers, I do. I go, oh. Sorry, did you really do that?
I just say whatever they write down for me.
That's why you're guessing.
Okay, so if you didn't catch that, the female doctor's saying she doesn't know why she brings all these medical reports with her. She doesn't look at them. And she only tells the media and people listening what she's told to say. And the doctor, the Chief Medical Officer of Health in Canada, Dr. David Williams, says, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, the same. He doesn't care either what the truth is. He just tell me what you want me to say. Just tell me what you, whether it's the truth or not, I don't really care. Man, this is bad, Frank. This is what, you know, we played that clip from Dr. Peter McCullough. Do we still have that clip, Frank? We ought to play that again, if you can find it, honey. If we can find that, let me know. He was at the Senate hearing with Senator Johnson, and he let it rip, you know, that the scientific community is committing fraud. That's when you don't tell the truth to people. You just let somebody else write down what you're supposed to say about COVID-19, and you're a doctor. Well, either you're ignorant or you just are a sellout. That's how I look at it. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion, and I'm entitled to one. And, you know, that's the loaded quack report for this issue. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, Frank, if you can find McCullough's clip, let me know. I may still have it somewhere, but I can't get to it right at the moment. It'll go hand in hand with the first part of the show. We can always play it after the bottom of the hour if you find it. We played it on Tuesday's show, but if you didn't hear Tuesday's show, it's really important to hear what he had to say. Cardiologist out of Texas. All right, we're going to be talking about our measles and COVID, you know, because it's an interesting thing that a virus like COVID could reveal so much in other aspects of life right here in America. So it has really exposed some massive corruption in a lot of sectors, politics, healthcare, scientific research, the legal system, and financial institutions. It's really interesting that a tiny virus would expose the flaws in our institutions thought to be steadfast in ethics, the law, first to do no harm in medicine, peace and security. So we find quite the opposite is the reality, and if there were ever a time to stand up for what's right, it's now. Now, if we don't, Americans with America the Great. Well, we're going to be destroyed by the manipulation of a tiny influenza bug. So what all that is happening, we read some research here, and it was they're concerned. The research is they're concerned about the declining vaccination rates. All right, and I say, well, really? And we've touched on previously recently, but this is some new reports. And with all that's happening, the scientific we read these researchers are concerned about the decline in vaccinations, and people are really, well, they're not buying the scientific propaganda on that anymore. That's what we're seeing. You know, they are tired of being lied to. Now, it started with 8% people kind of declining vaccines. Then it's 10%. It's creeping up. So people are kind of tired of being told, you know, certain compliance regulations are the law when they're really not. If you don't have an enacting clause on that stay-at-home order, it's not real, and we don't have to comply. You know, you got to have an enacting clause, which is voted in by Congress or by your legislators. So the governor can't just do that. So people are starting to question the restrictions and the agenda, which is kind of masquerading as law, isn't it? Well, let's look at this National Children's Hospital report, because this was released December 17, 2020, from the Nationwide Children's Hospital. And it states that science is now shocked, I tell you, that people are not complying with vaccination in the pediatric area, especially. Oh, Frank's got the other clip handy. Hang on one second, Frank. So these researchers are shocked. People aren't complying with pediatric vaccines. And their report did get published in the December 2020 Journal of Pediatrics. So the report says that parents were more compliant before the COVID pandemic than they are now. And the stay-at-home orders from governors did impact pediatric visits, of course. However, when the clinics reopened, and in many states the people were, well, they're not returning to the clinical care as expected, you know, the prevention wellness care. And it was stated this way in the report, and you can actually hear the shock, you know. They're saying, this is from the Nationwide Children's Hospital. They say, we find there is a steep and lasting decline in timely vaccination, and we are reviewing options to provide catch-up appointments to become compliant. But this is also from their report. It says more families are putting off children's prevention care visits, causing pediatric providers to worry. And this is from Dr. James Lechman, professor of pediatrics, Yale Child Study Center. He said, there's a fair amount of concern and interest in the vaccine safety questions that let's try to be, you know, critical and do more studies, further studies, so we can help examine the issue in a more thorough way. So doctors really don't have answers when patients, parents are asking about these vaccines. They don't have any scientific data, truthful data, to back up the claims that the vaccines are beneficial. So parents are like saying, you know, I just don't feel confident in that. Well, let's go ahead, Frank, if you got that clip. Listen, now this is about Dr. Peter McCullough. He's from Baylor, I think, hospital. He's a cardiologist, and he's at this hearing, Senate hearing. The Senator Johnson put it together. He wanted to hear about some other options to treating COVID. But this is what he kind of popped in with that I thought was very timely. So go ahead and play that, Frank.
The letter kind of explains what I have known about a whistleblower, Dr. Rick Bright, who was asked by his superiors to work on establishing an FDA expanded access investigational new drug protocol. But by his insubordination, he instead went to Janet Woodcock and people in the FDA and got the emergency use authorization, which sounds like, hey, we're going to expand the use of this. No, he dramatically restricted the use of hydroxychloroquine only in hospital, but I think we all recognize it's probably not particularly effective, possibly dangerous, and only out of the national stockpile. He knew what he was doing. That's what poisoned the well. That's what created what I've called the prescription log jam here on hydroxychloroquine or early, and I think it affected all early treatment options. It took them off the table. We took our eye off the ball. That's why I say our agencies failed us. These individuals in these agencies failed us. And here's the question I want to ask for you, Dr. McCullough, because you mentioned this. The circle of empathy. Can you just talk about how you described that to me before the hearing?
Let me just say, before I answer that this is not just a government culpability and malfeasance with respect to hydroxychloroquine. This is academic malfeasance. There were two fraudulent papers, one in the New England Journal of Medicine, one in Lancet, published by individuals interested in doing evil to the world with respect to a beneficial treatment of hydroxychloroquine. In an unprecedented manner, these two manuscripts were withdrawn after 2 weeks where they could scare the public and the world's physician audience. Since that time, there have been dozens of fraudulent...
Reemphasize that. They were then withdrawn.
They were withdrawn, and the New England Journal of Medicine and Lancet acknowledged that they were fraudulent papers. They were scare papers to scare people on hydroxychloroquine. Since that time, there's been dozens of pile-on scare tactics in academics. This isn't the government. This is people in my field, in academic medicine, who are committing academic fraud. I reviewed a paper. I'm a cardiologist. I reviewed a paper that made it into the medical literature demonstrating that hydroxychloroquine causes a heart attack, that hydroxychloroquine causes a giant scar in the heart. And I can tell you, I'm at Baylor in Dallas. We have the world's most recognized cardiac pathology program in the world. Our senior examiner has held in his hands more human hearts than anybody in the history of mankind. I can tell you firsthand, hydroxychloroquine does not cause giant scars in the heart. So academic medicine is committing a fraud, is committing, I think, a crime against humanity. There must be a motivation behind this that's much bigger than just Democrat versus Republican. I am extremely concerned, honestly, about the academic contribution to scare tactics in the world. Now, it's not working everywhere. In India, it's given first line. In India, is such a crowded country. I've been there myself. Their deaths per million population is a tiny fraction of America. If you're in Greece,
isn't it 95 versus over 700?
Yeah. So we
and they're using hydroxychloroquine.
Right. We have nearly 800 deaths per million population in the United States, and we're all spread out. In India, they're on top of each other. They have less than 100 deaths per million population. The leading doctor in India is willing to come testify to the United States and tell you the reason why. They have tons of COVID. It's spreading over like crazy, but they're treating it at home with hydroxychloroquine and other drugs. Remember, it's a multi-drug program, probably about four or so drugs plus supplements, and they've handled the infection. Greece, everyone's been traveled in Europe. Greece is not a third world country. First line, you're given hydroxychloroquine, okay?
Well, there you have it there, academic malfeasance, academic fraud. So why would the medical community want to commit fraud on the American people? So if they would commit fraud to scare you away from hydroxychloroquine therapeutic, maybe in order, I don't know, for you to lean on the experimental vaccine that was made in haste that's coming out. Well, if they would do that, wouldn't they give you a bunch of hogwash with regard to other vaccines? Yeah? Well, the same reason Frank says anybody commits fraud, it's usually for money. That's right. Money answereth all things. So we got a lot of corruption in the medical area. People can't trust medicine like they used to. So there's a fair amount of concern here. And, you know, there's medicine and pediatrics, they all should be worried. So when the nation sees scientific medicine hastily created vaccines for the COVID virus that has the same death toll, you know, the COVID virus has the same death toll as the regular influenza, and this has been proven by MIT statisticians who have looked at it, and they compared it to the last 2 years, and they withhold the validity of any damaging data on the vaccine, like the Pfizer has been accused of. You know, if they withhold that damaging outcome on a vaccine from the FDA in order to get approval, then what should we expect? We should, we should expect something bad to happen. So when it was, you know, quite clear that doctors and hospitals worldwide were inept at handling COVID in the beginning, and slightly, which was a slightly more virulent influenza, and doctors who found the correct treatment for it were silenced and fired if speaking about it, then it's no wonder people are wondering about the truth behind all the other vaccines. So people are noticing autism correlates with combination vaccines. And it is kind of strange that it affects the male children, doesn't it? Why not the female children? Well, it's because the serums they're using now, they can manipulate the proteins, and they can corrupt an ethnic group, sex, gender. They can corrupt anything they wish with it. So it's much easier to take over a culture when the strong males are weak and in poor health, isn't it? And look at Congress. They're not willing to stand up and fight for a thing. Well, they've all been paid off, so money answers all things there. So if I wrote about this a year or so ago, most people would dismiss it. But now, well, the veil has been lifted. The evil agenda has been exposed in all the various levels, right? So what you're experiencing is a fake pandemic. The virus is real, but the death toll's not. And so people are experiencing a financial reset of a global, on a global scale. That's what they're trying to accomplish. So let me read you this quote from Klassen Immunotherapies, May 2014. They stated this: convincing evidence that the rapid increase in the number of vaccines given to U.S. children has now created a state of immune overload in a majority of patients, and it's being manifested in epidemics of diabetes, obesity, and autism. So they're harming children. Medicine is fraudulent with vaccines. They don't prevent disease. They give you disease. And if you tuned into our show on Tuesday, there was a working list from the FDA on the COVID-19 side effects, and listed on there was Guillain-Barré syndrome, a lot of neurological disorders, heart attacks, disease, stroke, children diseases, and death was on the list. It was midway down, and then at the bottom was various vaccine diseases. So they know vaccines give you disease. They listed it there. Various vaccine diseases. So here is a quote again from, this is from Dr. J. Bartholomew Klassen. This is out of the Medical Hypothesis Journal, 2001. He said, a survey shows that our findings and the findings of others indicate vaccines cause chronic disease. It's well documented and it's accepted in the medical community. Now, what about first do no harm? Why would medicine know vaccines cause disease and harm to people? Why would they be silent about it? Why would they accept it? And why would they enforce it? Well, because it pays the money. Money. Your children are and adults are being sacrificed on the altar of greed. All right, so here is another quote. This is from Klassen one more time. He says, the current data shows us vaccines are much more dangerous than the public is led to believe, and adequate testing has never been performed, even in healthy subjects, to indicate that there is an overall improvement in health from immunizations. The current practice in vaccinating produces diabetes as well, as it's very dangerous and a risky practice if you're already diabetic and you get vaccinated. Dr. John Rose, he's a pathologist at Yale, he said the average time to get a vaccine approved is 15 to 20 years, not 9 months. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, even if you went 15 to 20 years, Dr. Rose, I'd still think it was fraud. So you're going to hear some more fear tactics. Get ready for that. Buckle up, because you want to get prepared for more of those fear tactics on the medical side to attempt to scare people to get their vaccines, childhood vaccines, you know, boosters, and, of course, the COVID. So people need to be aware that if there is going to be, let's say, a measles outbreak, because people aren't up to date with their childhood vaccines, it's going to be from vaccinated. The measles outbreak is going to be from the vaccinated patients, which, you know, you see that from time to time. Recently, there was measles outbreak, and it was all from the vaccinated patients. And that's when doctors looked into it and said, what's up with that? And that's when they found out, lo and behold, the serum was genetically altered. It wasn't anything from nature. So they were injecting these RNA vaccines into kids, and it was creating a more deadly form of measles. So according to Dr. McCullough, vaccine contamination is a major problem, and the public hears nothing about it, aside from the live viruses used in chickenpox, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines, which in themselves pose a health risk, you know, of having the pathogens get lodged in your tissues of your body and even your brain that will produce disease. He says the vaccine also harbors bacterial and viral fragments, causing microorganism contamination, and it's a problem with a number of pharmaceutical companies. So why should we worry? Well, according to the scientific research, the pathogen fragments that get implanted in your brain cause toxicity, especially with repeated vaccinations. And they increase your risk of dementia. Dementia's on the rise, isn't it? And you give these elderly people flu shot after flu shot after flu shot, and it's a viral vaccine, isn't it? And it's contaminated. Yeah, I mean, they had vaccines from the 40s and 50s, and they, you know, kind of put them in the deep freeze, and then they forgot about them, okay? And so years later, when they had stronger microscopes, they found them, and they looked at them under a microscope, because these were supposed to be, you know, purified vaccines with no bacteria in them, you know? But they were loaded with filth, because the stronger microscopes showed them the filth in it. So... And you know what? It's impossible to get a hyperallergenic anything, because you're only going to see the bacteria your equipment can show you. Well, let's talk about Allison Kemp. She's a medical doctor and professor of pediatrics, University of Colorado. She says the fact that 1 to 8 parents are still concerned about vaccine safety for both childhood and influenza vaccines is discouraging. What is primarily driving the hesitancy regarding influenza vaccine is doubt about effectiveness. Understanding the reasons for hesitancy helps provide us with information to develop interventions to combat it. Well, Allison, how about providing solid scientific evidence that the vaccines work? Double standard, gold standard vaccine studies that can be repeated, you know? That's the gold standard, where if you do a study and you can repeat it and get the same outcome, then yeah. But you don't have any of that, do you, Allison? You just want to, you know, make up some programs and some propaganda to leverage people to get vaccinated. So the WHO is attributing vaccine hesitancy as a leading threat to global health. So we're all a threat to global health if we don't roll up our sleeves and take our shots. So the threatening message to every person here is don't question, don't challenge, or deny health authorities. Don't deny, question science or the law. One way the authorities plan to squash such behavior is with this early brainwashing. Here is Allison Kemp. Here's what she suggests to squash that behavior. The best way to counter hesitancy is to prevent it from happening in the first place. You are not allowed to think, is what she's saying. Condition people, she says, to vaccinate even before their baby gets born. That way we'll be immunizing against misinformation that is out there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right, Frank. And the masks are a muzzle. You know, people are getting censored. The mask is just the symbol of shut up. That's what that is. It's not about the virus. The virus can get through that fabric. They're so small, they can get through the fabric. So the mask, and there's been lots of studies that debunk the mask is effective. It doesn't work. So you have vaccines that are unproven. So what people are expected to do, get this, is to accept all vaccines, including the COVID vaccine, as fact that they work when there's no scientific evidence they do. It's all theory. And if there was hard evidence, physicians would have knowledgeable discussions with their patients rather than ask them to just go on faith. Here is a quote from Lewis Smith, King's College of London, their preparedness and response division. He says, "Our study highlights that many parents feel they do not know enough about vaccines and worry about possible side effects. We need to stress messages in the belief that vaccines are effective in preventing flu and highlight the serious complications that accompany the flu to improve compliance." Notice he doesn't say, let's provide our base with hard proven double-blind studies that are factual that the vaccines work. No, he says, let's stress messages of belief that vaccines are effective. That's not fact. Isn't science supposed to be fact? That's what they keep saying. We're right because it's fact. We throw out all those hypotheses and all that conjecture. We're all about science. We're factual. And not anymore, you're not. Not anymore.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. 833-663-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
The power herbs, yeah, we are just moving along here in our topic regarding your vaccinations and measles and COVID. Well, the viruses are changing, and or they have changed, and they're causing harm because research scientists at Yale have been asking why more people are experiencing eating disorders. And they've observed more people with compulsive disorders, high rates of nervousness, anxiety disorders than ever before recorded in medical history. Now, in January 2017, a journal article in Psychiatry was published. It was about a study on adults who were diagnosed with various neuropsychiatric disorders like obsessive compulsive disorders, anorexia nervosa. And this was showing up to be in patients who were vaccinated with influenza virus within the previous month of being diagnosed. So other scientists have collaborated on studies, some from Pennsylvania State University as well, and Yale Child Study Center. They were disputing the safety facts of vaccines, and they were asking for further research on the topic. So the previous research on vaccines is pretty non-existent. That's why in 2019, the Vaccine Summit had hot mics on of doctors saying, we need to get science to come up with evidence of everything we've been saying about vaccines. We need to give that information to our frontline because it's shaky. The doctors are being challenged by patients saying, well, where's the evidence that they work? And doctors don't have anything. Now, according to Dr. Mercola and other scientific research, the vaccines keep the immune system on constant defense, and it creates a neurological disorder and an immune system failure. He says, if you want to know how this is accomplished, he said, check your vaccine schedules, which are now very different from just 20 years ago, and you're going to find that vaccines are given in such a way to keep your child's immune system in continuous activation, causing a burnout. So hepatitis B is given the first day the baby's born, six vaccines by the end of 2 months, another five vaccines by the end of 4 months, seven vaccines at 6 months, and five vaccines by the 1 year of life. So you've got 24 vaccines within the first year of life. Outrageous. And they're doing that to pets too, Frank. You know, I just adopted puppies, and the vets want to give parvo, of course, rabies, diphtheria. They want to give flu shots to your dogs and cats. And also, if you live in the county, now they've got a rodent vaccine in case your pet unfortunately encounters a rodent. Outrageous. Of course, you know, stay away from the Bordetello. There was a very, very good report in Dogs Naturally. It's a canine magazine out of Canada. Well done. And it was a veterinarian virologist who wrote the article who said they've discovered that the boarding vaccine, your kennel cough is what it is. They call it a boarding vaccine. Causes leukemia in pets. Cancer in pets. Yeah. Lymphoma, leukemia, things like that. So here's a quote. Pediatricians recommend the flu vaccine every year after 6 months of age. all these vaccines contain a full dose of mercury thermosol. Dr. Mercola says it's also important to understand that practicing pediatricians have never heard the truth about vaccines containing thermosol, or you know, they never got this in medical school, never heard anything about damage that they do. So immunology, just like nutrition in medical school, gets scant attention and none in residency training. So most doctors have really no clue, no concept of the new discoveries about what vaccines are doing, especially in the neuroimmunity damage area. Isn't that something to realize your doctors are clueless there? That if you do a little research on the internet, go on Science Daily, pull up some journal articles, you may be more educated than they are on the topic. Well, let's talk about the RNA vaccines. You've been hearing that the COVID is an RNA vaccine. You may not know what it means and what the difference is to the old vaccines. So basically, if you're asking what the difference is between an old DPT vaccine, for instance, and the new DPAT vaccine, the difference is the new pertussis is an cellular component of the pathogen, and it's supposedly an inactive, not alive pathogen, and supposedly offers less side effects. However, these components are often found in DNA and RNA vaccines, as the components of a pathogen are nucleic acid surrounded by a protein membrane. So if you remember, I have reported previously that in 1977, in the International Review of Cytology, I should say, volume 51, it stated there that foreign DNA in treatments transforms the cells and can cause cell malignancy. When a foreign DNA enters the human body or into animals, it transcribes into the cells to create, quote, a different organism. So scientific medicine is creating new pathogens, new diseases, and new plagues that they know very little about, or just enough to do a bunch of damage. So this process can release bacterial DNA, which promotes cancer and causes malignant DNA. And it's really not just the human sector, but it's also the veterinarian medicine as well. So in 1975, science discovered that a virus causing cancer in animals had a special enzyme called reverse transcriptase. And these are viruses known as RNA viruses, which have been created to form DNA strands to integrate into the host DNA and infect it. So modern medicine knows that they're killing billions of people and animals with these vaccine treatments. They're causing harm, and they know that. So vaccines can give you cancer before cigarettes will. And childhood cancer cases have gone way up with the new generation of the RNA DNA vaccines. Yeah. So viruses and vaccines are what they call proviruses. Let me educate you on that. The research from Dr. Robert Simpson of Rutgers University reported on DNA and vaccines, and he wrote that the RNA viruses, which do not cause the cancer, will actually then form a DNA without needing a reverse transcriptase. And when this happens, he says, modern medicine is calling this a provirus. So these provirus cells can sit dormant latent for long periods of time without producing any symptoms of disease whatsoever. But Dr. Simpson gave some examples of common RNA viruses that don't directly cause cancer but can form the proviruses that are given the cancer a foothold. So those vaccines are influenza vaccines, measles vaccines, mumps, and polio vaccines. There's this also German scientist, Dr. Shinchenko, and in 1967 he reported that multiple sclerosis disease was provoked by the following vaccinations: smallpox, typhoid, tetanus, polio, tuberculosis, diphtheria, and rabies. Yeah. So if you got MS out there, it's because of vaccines, according to this guy. So this research was published in the October 22nd, 1967, British Medical Journal. And when humans are inoculated with, not against influenza, but they're inoculated with influenza, or they're inoculated with measles, mumps, or polio, what is really happening is that modern medicine is seeding the body with RNA-forming proviruses to promote maybe a long period, a long time-release period to reawaken chronologically the cells to create illness down the road. So a lot of times you could be 40 years old before you come down with cancer, 50 years old, and it may be from a flu shot you got. So that's called an artificial infection. So artificial infections are vaccines, and they're more dangerous than the original diseases. So scientists have already acknowledged that the science behind vaccines is flawed and even outright fraud, and the human immune system does not manufacture an antibody unless there is a fever of over 101. So artificial infections rarely produce fevers. So where is your antibody protection then? Yeah? There isn't any, because there's not a true purpose. That's not the true purpose behind vaccines, to give you antibody protection. That's all a fake. And there's a lot of doctors, virologists, that have been awakened to that knowledge, but they remain quiet. Some of them remain quiet. So our immune system is our strength. And vaccines are known to suppress immunity and destroy immune systems and create an imbalance. And I like to strengthen my body, and I like to strengthen my body with God gave me. So I use immune support herbs that are packed full of nutritional elements that help keep your immune system strong, help keep it alive and active. And you'll be amazed that when you use medicinal herbs as you're instructed in Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and we know God can't lie. You'll be amazed at, you know, what you can do. You can actually remove anxiety, fear of plagues. You have tools. You have things that can protect you. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a line of professional strength formulas that you probably haven't been aware of, because you won't find them in stores. They are professional grade, so you can buy what practitioners buy. They have a free product catalog. You can request that. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International number, 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Think the power herbs, because you're taking the power back. You're taking control. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So, if we can't trust science anymore, if they are a big sellout, then you're going to have to lean on God's medicine. So take advantage of their Christmas sale. You'll save 35% on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon XMAS20. Details are on the homepage, but you can also call for details. But you want to hurry, because the sale ends December 26th, 2020, thepowerherbs.com. So give them a call. Well, we got a few minutes here, and I wanted to touch on some blood vessel issues. I get a lot of calls about what I would consider vasodilator questions. You know, here is a quote from Dr. William Pettinger. He's with the, he wrote a journal article in Hypertension. He said, of the many vasodilator drugs, minoxidil is a much more potent vasodilator, and it can cause hearing loss, renal retention of sodium, edema, and the need for diuretics, and it can cause weight gain. It can also cause cardiac enlargement. I don't know how many people that are put on a vasodilator like that, they're marched down the road to renal to heart failure, basically, with enlarged heart and a lot of edema. Now, medical science prescribes a lot of vasodilator drugs to patients, and they're told that they're in need of this chemical type of drug so they can widen their blood vessels to increase their blood flow and improve blood pressure. But patients with high blood pressure may not know that these medications affect adrenal glands. So your vasodilator drugs often are prescribed with other heart medicines. So you're not just getting one drug, right? There are many types of vasodilators, nitroglycerin and minoxidil. Now, minoxidil, you may know it by the name Rogaine to help grow your hair. That's what Rogaine was. It was a heart drug, but it didn't perform very well. So they changed the name, promoted it as a hair treatment. You know? Now, patients may not, you know, discern between high blood pressure medicine like calcium channel blockers or diuretics and their vasodilators, but both work to try and address hypertension, but they work differently. Real important, it is people trying to reverse their hair loss, and they're using products under various names containing a lot of minoxidil. So they're absorbing a vasodilator drug through the skin. This is a transdermal treatment. And have often wondered, you know, does the people using this for hair loss products, does this accumulate and does it affect a healthy heart? Well, there have been no scientific studies on that topic that people that are healthy using minoxidil for hair loss, do they have heart or adrenal gland health issues? So I thought we would take a quick peek. So there is this part of the human body that medicine refers to as the vasomotor center. So your adrenal glands are affected by vasodilators, and they are affected by hormones, and the central nervous system's function is affected. And this could explain why there's a lot of side effects listed with the drugs. So according to Dr. William Pettinger, the vasodilator drugs work differently than other blood pressure medicines, and they increase the risk of acute pulmonary edema, a lot of fluid retention around the heart and your lungs. Also, it can give you heartbeat, arrhythmias, and myocardial infarction where you get a heart attack and you maybe die. So Dr. Pettinger urges people to use caution when you're using vasodilator drugs. So some of the side effects if you're using them are headache, nausea, bloating, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, dizziness, heart pain like angina, of course the AFib, the heart flutters, muscle and joint pain, weakness of the muscles, numbness and tingling in extremities, swollen extremities, fever, sore throat, a general sick feeling, skin blisters, itching and flushed skin, increase the risk of kidney disease, stroke, heart attack, and heart damage, adrenal tumors, and the drug does not interact well with other drugs and some over-the-counter medications, so you got to use real caution, and also systemic lupus, which they list as rare. So according to Dr. Pettinger, vasodilating antihypertension drugs produce an array of side effects, allergic reactions, toxicity in varying degrees. They have a potential of creating congestive heart failure among other serious conditions. Detailed knowledge of these drugs is a prerequisite in order to prescribe them for patients to use. But, you know, I can tell you I have family members on all that stuff and they died. You know? Well, let's look at this hair loss thing because this is really something. Because it came across this blog where people were writing about their experience in using the minoxidil Rogaine product for hair loss, which is really a vasodilator drug. So there were a few young people who said that they thought using the vasodilator for hair loss created a heart problem for them. Here is a post from February 2006. This is a person by the name of Robbie who says, when I was 18, I became paranoid about hair loss and I started using Rogaine. Now I'm 25 and I have very bad blood pressure problems. I find it's strange that I use Rogaine, a powerful antihypertension vasodilator, for 4 years and now I have very bad blood pressure and heart rate problems. Well, that's because you're uninformed, Robbie. The Mayo Clinic did post on their site that you should use Cosyn if you're going to use a topical Rogaine or a minoxidil product if you have any skin problems or irritation, sunburn. They recommend not using the product. So they also warn that the minoxidil, if it's absorbed into the body, it offers a lot of side effects. They recommend people with heart disease not use the product. Also, the Mayo Clinic also is stating that if you have no official scientific studies on the topical use of minoxidil. Now, why would that be? I thought it was approved for hair loss. Why would there be no topical studies for minoxidil? Well, that's because there weren't really any conducted. They just happened to know when they were testing minoxidil for as a vasodilator drug that the people in the study, their hair improved. So they just said, oh, let's just, you know, throw it on the market as a hair replacement kind of thing. So they're cautioning consumers not to use it in large quantities because there's a likelihood of accumulated toxins being absorbed into your system through the skin. So, you know, FYI it there. Here's another post from a female, age 50, November 2015. She said, no question it was Rogaine, that's the minoxidil, that caused my heart symptoms and blood pressure problems. I applied it for hair loss, but I won't sacrifice my health. So she quit using it for hair loss. So a lot of animal studies on minoxidil, larger amounts applied to topical application of the skin, caused an important heart structure damage in animal studies. That's Upjohn Dermatology of 1995. But the damage didn't seem to be seen in humans that they could tell. So I say, you know, use some heart herbs. You know, if you got, I just personally, I would use heart, look into heart herbs. There's a lot of herbs that strengthen the cardiovascular system. Always ask yourself, you know, is this treatment you're recommending, is it going to be, you know, ask your doctor, is this going to strengthen me or make me weaker? You know, are the side effects going to be a problem? Side effects are a disease. If it weren't a disease, then the doctors couldn't prescribe you a drug for your symptom. So the drugs give you a secondary disease. That's not strengthening you at all. So do your homework. Look into everything real careful. A lot of heart herbs are out there to strengthen you. Now, that, interesting enough, they've done studies on vasodilators comparing them to an herb called hawthorn berry, which is a vasodilator. And the hawthorn berry worked just as well or better with no side effects. Hawthorn berry, vasodilator. Also protects your fibrinogen protein level in your blood, which regulates clotting so you don't get those abnormal clots going on. So hawthorn berry, check it out. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., you want to call 828-469-5972, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Professional strength, organic formulations, look into it. Sale, they have a sale, 35% off for Christmas, runs through the 26th. On orders of $50 or more, use coupon code XMAS20 for the discount, over the phone or on their website. I'm out of time, Frank. Thank you for playing the clip. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.